You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast. That was a fun one. It's been a while since the Avs have had a fun one. Avs beat Dallas Stars 5-1 in this hockey game. I don't know. Let's just start with a 60-second rundown, then we'll break it down for you. Avs actually started poorly. They get put in the stanky oven in the first minute. Logan Stankoven scores on them early, but that would be the only goal the Avs let up. They put it together after that, including scoring two goals in the first period, one from the fourth line, one from the first line. Then they repeat the feat in the second period and add another goal. Why not? A power play goal to boot. Fun times. It's all of a sudden 5-1, and the Avs cruise this one to victory all the way home. Did the Avs play the best hockey you've ever seen? No, but the puck went in the back of the net, so they didn't have to. That's it. That's all the time I need. Easy enough.
Damn. Just like your wife, we're asking what to do with the last 22 seconds.
Whew, that much time? Damn.
Damn.
Held on for a solid 8. Let's go.
Hell yeah, man.
Anyway. looking at this game, we said in the pregame, we don't really care how the bread gets made. You just want to see the Avs win. But how would you rate the bread-making process tonight?
I mean, I'll go first. You always start on the back end. He gives up the first shot, you know, whatever it is, the goal, and then shuts the door. So then he made the saves that he had to make. Was he spectacular? No, but he was good. It's all you need to be. I mean, it's true. And then all of a sudden, they score a power play goal. They don't, you know, they win the special teams battle. The top end guys score a few goals, and then your fourth line scores a few goals. Tough to ask for more, you know what I mean? Then it's a 5-1 freaking egg scramble, mashed potatoes, whatever you want to call that. You know what I mean? Like, then it's not hockey anymore. It's just trying to, whatever, kill the last 20 minutes for both teams, you know? And so, yeah, tough to ask for more. Thought it was great. And more importantly, like the two of you wanted before the game, they got the big W.
Yep, they did do that. AJ, give me a grade.
In terms of result, A plus.
Sure.
5-1 over Dallas. In terms of how they played.
No argument there.
I don't know, like a B.
Okay.
They really weren't. They weren't awesome tonight, but when you score that quickly.
You don't have to
You have a 5-1 lead with 11 minutes to play in the second period. You're literally spending half the game just in cruise control.
Yep.
Don't get hurt. Don't make any dumb mistakes. Take advantage of a tired team. You know, pucks out. You're not pressing a ton. Yeah, no big hits. Like, don't do anything silly. And that's exactly what they did. Very, very low event. The second period, I think the numbers are going to look a lot more tilted than the game actually was.
Yeah.
Just because of how the score, but I would even disagree a little bit. I thought Alexander Georgiev was awesome tonight.
No, what I'm saying is, I said he responded after the first shot. Yeah. It was great, but I didn't think he needed to be like spectacular. That's what I was trying to say. I mean, it's not. They weren't under siege. You know what I mean? Like, he was great. He was what he needed to be. And this is where I start hating numbers. Is when it's 5-1.
Yeah, of course.
After half a game, and then
the context,
everything
of
goes out the window.
Matter, yes.
It doesn't fucking matter.
The two things I want to touch on there is, score effects are a thing.
Yeah.
As you watch Dallas dominate the shots on goal in the second half of this game, it's because they're down 4 goals.
Yeah.
And there's also this funny thing that happens when a team is playing extremely efficient hockey. Eric talked about this on the watch along. They have had 6 shots on goal in the second period. When 3 of them go in, you only need 6.
That's it.
Sometimes hockey is efficient, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and The thing they didn't do in this game that we've seen them do, you know, say the Arizona game, where they blew a 4-0
lead. Did not let them back in at all.
Yeah, there was no Georgiev doesn't let anything in. The defense doesn't really cave in.
Yep.
There's no real avenue for the Stars to build it. There's not a bunch of power plays, you know, for the Stars.
Yep.
None of that self-defeating stuff that we've been talking about a lot over this stretch where they've lost a lot of games. It was just safe, boring, efficient, effective. And you did have a team on a Sega Baba.
Yep.
It's life.
Took advantage of it, and yeah, that sucks for Dallas, but maybe they should have tried winning one of the home games against the Avs earlier in the season.
But that's when they go down 1-0. It's not like a few of those games where the next one goes in, the next one goes in, then you're in a hole, then it's a different game. Actually, no. Within a minute or two, they get it back, like a friendly one from Ottinger, but still, you get it back. It's your fourth line. It's Kiviranta, right? Give him credit. When he doesn't get involved or he doesn't produce, we complain about him. So let's give him credit. That's a big goal there.
Yeah.
Get them back, and then after that, they, you know, the Avs take over. So that's kind of how you win games without falling into the hole. Even though you give up the first goal, which I hate. My whole life I've been a big proponent of, like, first goal. But the Avs are killing me because they give up so many of those. They end up winning the game, so they kill my...
When the first goal you give up is the last goal you give up, it's not so bad.
No.
I bet that winning percentage is pretty good.
But you know what I mean? Like, first goal of the game, I'm always a big, like, believer in it. But the Avs have been killing me over the last couple of years because it's like they often fall back.
They do.
1-0.
They do. It's too frequent of a thing, and I don't think you should be very happy with that first minute from Colorado. The way... bigger term that you lose games to teams on Sega Baba is you let them jump on you early.
Yeah,
and I don't think you should be happy with the first period in general. You walk out of it with the 2-1 lead, but your puck management was awful.
It was
so bad, and you got a sloppy period out of the Stars too. So it was not like one team was just burying the other. It was just sloppy hockey all around, but one team was rested and at home and just kind of chilling. Yeah. The other team played an overtime game last night, so... having the 2-1 lead, you feel a whole lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Than any, you know, you walk out of the period leading, so it turns into a pretty serious, you're nitpicking.
Yep.
And then, again, you score 3 goals in 9 minutes to start the second period. And it's game's just like,
over. Yeah.
Well, this is done.
Yep.
And it was. No crazy comeback, nothing dramatic tonight. This is exactly what it looks like when a good team gets up. Gets a multi-goal lead and just takes advantage of a tired opponent. All right, great. Put him away. Is a pesa.
I don't know how to phrase this exactly, but and maybe the way I'm about to say it comes off as a little bit harsh, but I don't know any other way to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like the Avs' best players took this game seriously.
I think that's fair. Nathan McKinnon is the best player in the game, but Mikko Rantanen is great tonight. He was
about it tonight, yeah.
We talked about in the Toronto game, that goal.
Yeah.
Felt like it woke him up.
Then he just crushed himself at the end of the game.
Yeah, and it took the penalty at the end in regulation detracted from so much good from Mikko Rantanen.
Yep.
This is the guy that we always talk about. This is the guy that we always love seeing play.
Yep.
Because when he's engaged, oh my goodness, is he special. And Nathan McKinnon's playing like that, girl, please.
We'll talk about him more later.
And when you get those guys together rolling like that, yeah. They took it seriously. Yeah. This is kind of what you talk about when you talk about Stars and Avs and where Colorado has the advantage. Colorado's best players are just better.
Yep,
they are.
And when they play that way, the Stars need their depth to do something special. That didn't happen tonight. Hell, Dallas's Stars.
Where's J-Rob in this game?
Yeah. No pun intended, but Dallas's star players here.
Where'd Rupe Hintz go?
Didn't do anything tonight. And they kind of just got walked out of the building. Thank you for coming. Thank you for the 2 points. Be on your merry. We'll see you in April.
One more game.
Yeah, April 7th.
I know it just kind of played out this way. Not that this was necessarily a thing, but Does that get players going when the Avs top line sees Kiviranta get a goal? Does that say, does the top line turn to themselves and say, hey, okay, we got to go get one now?
Oh, absolutely. It's a boost. And I hate to say like it's a bonus because you're in the NHL and you should be able to produce when you have the opportunity to get out there and get some decent ice time. So, yeah, sometimes there's a little bit of lack of production from those guys. And but you got to remember, I call you get the shit ice. You know, it is because you're getting the shit ice. You know what I mean? Like, you're never getting power play. You're never getting, like, you know, the offensive zone face-offs. You're never getting, you know what I mean? Like, it's crappy ice, and you got to fight for everything you get. You know what I mean? And when those, you know, you get success out of your bottom line, you know, it's very important. And it does pump the bench up. It does pump the coaching staff up. It does punch everybody up, you know, like where you're like, all right. And there was no surprise that after that it was Mikko that, you know, gets the goal right away. And it's like, you're not going to outdo us, you know. I mean, you know what I mean? In a good way, not a bad way. So, yeah, it does make a difference. You can see it too, like reaction from the bench when guys like that score. I mean, we don't get to see the camera. I mean, tonight the guy was zooming on everything. You should have zoomed on the bench. But, you know what I mean? Like, you see the reaction from the bench. It's really different than if, you know, Max scores or, you know, Mikko scores.
When Max scores, they're like, oh, he scored again? That's cool.
It's like, who scored? Yeah. I was just getting some water. Oh, shit. Okay. But, you know what I mean? So it's a big difference, you know. It's a big boost.
Also, the Mikko goal in the first period.
Hard work.
You mentioned it on the watch along. Where does he go?
Pizza.
The hut?
Yeah, it's not Mikko sniping. It's not, yeah. It's not pretty.
It's third rebound.
Exactly. It's your guys just work hard. And you guys just keep at it. They outwork the Stars and they get to a puck and then they, you know, Mikko just puts it home and you're like, man, when the Avs Stars are doing that, you know, because sometimes they can. Well, we talk about it. I call it defending themselves all the time. Yeah. Where when they do that, they make themselves a little easier to play against. Where they only want to do the fancy stuff, the highlight reel stuff.
Yep.
But when they start grinding like that, they start going to the net, they start doing all that, it's a different world.
Well, when you're different producing world. At a crazy rate, it's all good. But when all of a sudden you hit a little snag, like Mikko there, for example, you got to get back to basics. You
got to put the work in.
Yeah. You just got to put the working boots and get greasy in the middle. It's not always the, you know, the one-timer from the left side or waiting to go top cheddar, you know, short side or, you know, ready to unlock. Sometimes you just got to get dirty, and that's what he's been doing. You're bang on. You know what I mean? Like, and it's no secret. I mean, you want to score goals, you go right there. I mean, it's not hard. It's,
majority it's right of goals there. Scored in the NHL are scored from not within 5 feet of the crease. Like,
it's
that's
not
just,
always a rush. You know what I mean?
Just like, how the league is.
I would even say, look at his assist that he gets later in the game on the power play. It's not him trying to do some crazy thing in the corner. He's going to the net and he passes it across the crease to Lecky. Like,
oh yeah, Lecky. Yeah, go yeah.
Sometimes. Hockey's not that complicated. Go to the net. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, he cuts into the middle of that. God, that's such a nice play.
Yeah,
he bang, cuts bang, into bang. The middle, gives it to Drew, and Drew taps it over, and it's just like,
he has all the skill in the world. We already knew that. When you combine that with the hard work, he's basically unstoppable.
Yeah.
So, good to see it.
Well, and that's what you saw tonight.
Yeah, exactly.
That line, that group, more or less produces 3 goals for you.
Yep.
The other team scored 1. They Yahtzee.
And I do want to talk about that group.
Love Yahtzee. You're the best player here, by the way.
We briefly touched about it on the one. You're the best Yahtzee player?
I am.
You got the loaded dice over there?
Yep. I'm always called the cheater. Scopa. You know what?
Said I'll whoop your ass in Scopa.
What's Scopa?
It's a card game.
Oh. All right.
I know how to play it now. Okay. I learned.
I do want to talk about that unit, though. We briefly touched on the watch long. Lecky here to stay on the top line, finally.
Yeah, of course he is, dude. It was just Bednar was just looking for an excuse, and he was just he started tinkering with it, and he was like, oh, Drouin, and then he just did. He was just like,
just put Lecky there.
Nuke is almost back. It's fine. Don't even mess with it anymore. It's fine.
So Lecky basically saved Drouin's career by getting hurt.
Good guy, Lecky. That is not bottom human behavior.
It is really not.
Good guy behavior.
Good guy behavior.
And then, drew an assist on Aleki Gold tonight. So,
see?
He's all square on that
one. Not even hurtful. Like, he's not even mad. He's like, hey, go, you get the tap in, son.
Yeah, here, have a freebie.
It worked out certainly pretty well. Defensively, I get that the puck management was not great tonight. I think you could point at a couple guys that say it wasn't great tonight. But
really didn't like Bowen Byram and Sam Girard tonight. I really didn't like their games.
Totally fair.
While the game was competitive, I'm not going to judge anything. Yeah, once it's 5-1.
Who cares? Whatever.
Once it's 5-1, I don't care.
But Cale Makar, not going to say he had the greatest game ever, does become the most productive defenseman in Avalanche history.
I was trying to tip my cap, and then I realized.
It's a big-ass cap. you gotta use both hands.
There you go, buddy.
For the cap tip. This is just the expectation for Cale nowadays. So it doesn't feel like anything special. But
lately,
It hasn't. You're right. But I don't want to understate how ridiculous it is that Cale Makar is already that guy in the Avs record books.
Yeah, it took Tyson Barrie like 8 years.
Like 200 games more or something.
It's not even close.
Cale Makar showed up and was like, I'm chasing down Bobby Orr. Oh, Tyson Barrie.
Who?
Blows right past him. Like, Cale Makar is likely going to set records, scoring records for defensemen and for the Avalanche that will look Ray Borkian at the end, where you just look at it in the record book and you're like, yeah, we're not. Nobody's ever touching
that. So I'm going for second place.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It would be cool to let's get going for two. We're going for two. Yeah.
Eric, is Cale Makar the best player you've ever watched?
Here's what I'll say.
Come on. The guy was a teammate of Gretzky.
I know.
That's why I asked.
But it's a good question. I'm biased because I'm older, right? And it's like, for me, Wayne Gretzky, for me, Forsberg, Sakic, you know, Wah in the net. Privilege to be part of those guys' locker rooms and same teams. And I'm not sure they say the same thing about me, but we're talking about them. It was a joy to watch these guys, but I have to say, because you got to get up with the times in life and everything, like Cale Makar is my, and I make no bones about it, like he's my favorite player probably ever to watch. You know what I mean? Like, because I watch myself watching him. I walk by at Family Sports, he's on the ice, I'm like, I'm just going to watch him. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just like, my eyes are going
sucks
to
in,
him.
Yeah.
I think this is a meaningful distinction, too, of, like, best versus, like, what an electric talent
to watch
all the time.
And then and for me, and I know I'm not the only guy that said that, and it's not, like, an out-of-this-world prediction, but I do believe when it's all said and done, he will be at the top of every list, not just Avalanche-wise, but in the history of the league. He's right there.
That's a lot of points.
Yeah, but it's, you know, like, it's... Do the math, because I was doing it the other day. It's doable. It's scary. You know what I mean?
It is doable. You need to, as we're seeing with Alex Ovechkin, you need a lot of things to go right for you.
Yeah, be healthy for a long time.
To break some of these. And that's a Gretzky record, obviously. It's a little bit different, but he does not have any of those 80s seasons that he gets to play in. Scoring's pretty good now, but it's still not.
Back then. No, I know. Yeah. But. He'll probably end up playing longer, you know what I mean? Than not Ray or guys like that, but, you know, Bobby Orr or I don't even know what Bobby Orr's at. He's not even at 1,000. I mean,
games played really hurt him there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, to answer your question, it's, fuck, he's got to be my favorite to watch. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because the skill level is so crazy nowadays compared to back when I was playing, you know what I mean? And, it's kind of amazing, you know. So fun to watch, that's for sure.
Bobby Orr wore 4. He wore 8. So he's twice as good as Bobby Orr, right? That's how that works.
You want to piss the people of Boston off? Yes. You know, I'm just kidding.
Any day I can piss the people of Boston off, it's a good day.
All I have to do is talk to them.
Drive a car in their vicinity. Yeah. They'll be upset.
Tough driving city.
I'm glad I don't have to do it. I'll put it that way. I'm happy driving here. On that note, we are brought to you by the wonderful folks over in this bucket right here.
There are people in that bucket?
Well, they're beers. They're not really people.
Oh.
Unless, I mean, a beer could be people. I don't know. I'm going to drink those people, though. So go get yourself a Coors Light. Anytime you need to chill. Like this hockey game, the perfect game for a chill Coors Light. You can relax. You can watch the Avs dominate. You can enjoy a Coors Light. Go get them. You don't even have to go get them, actually. You can stay at home and get them. When you go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR, you can get them Instacarted right to your front door. So
love that.
You are a big Instacart fan, I'm not going to lie. You're always talking about your Instacart orders.
It makes me sound so boring. AJ's over here always talking about his Instacart. Shit.
Either way, you can get your Coors Light with them. Make sure you're getting the Coors Light to chill during the game. Again, go to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Let them know we sent you over there so you can help us out a little bit when it comes to Coors Light and all of our products. You know, we like being on the air and having jobs. Those are things we do like. Of course, with Coors, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. And then, after you're done drinking your Coors Light, go get yourself a bunch of dollars saved with American Financing. Go to American Financing today, and on average, they save their customers $854 a month. They do this by eliminating high-interest credit card debt. Right now, mortgage rates are into the fives, so it's a great time to get in. The rates are very far down than they have been in a good long while, so American Financing can get you hooked up. They can set up your loan in as fast as 10 days, and they may even be able to delay your next 2 mortgage payments. So give them a call today. Make sure they're saving you a bunch of money. They're licensed in all 50 United States, so even if you're in Boston, you can save some money. Call American Financing today at 303-695-7000 and let them know DNVR sent you at 303-695-7000 or go to americanfinancing.net/DNVR. NMLS 182334, NMLSconsumerAccess.org. APR for rates in the fives starts at 6.799%. For well-qualified borrowers, call 303-695-7000 for details about credit costs and terms. Second period of...
You're out of breath. He's sweating.
It's that kind of a night. Got the
kangaroo arms going right now.
It's hot up here, all right?
Oh, it's freaking hot up here.
Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. We got 3 stars of the game for you. Somehow we have 3 stars that don't really include the guys that we kind of already talked about because it was just that good of a game. Starting...
Strategery.
...with the guy in net. Alexander Georgiev, another 1-goal game against... Are the stars on a second bottom? Sure. But still, you said it. He made 33 saves. J-Rob doesn't get on the board. Goal. He out-dueled an Ottinger that was rested.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you haven't seen enough of from Georgiev, I would say, this year. The bounce-back game. He did not string 3 or 4 bad ones in a row here after the last one, which was a bit of a struggle.
Also allows a goal literally exactly 1 minute into the game. Then goes 59 clean minutes.
Yep.
Gives is exactly what you talk about, giving your team a pretty good chance to win.
We always say your job is, it's a team game, but it's kind of like baseball, right? Pitcher against pitcher. I mean, you know, there's a reason we always say before a game, like, oh, tonight will be Georgiev versus Ottinger. You know what I mean? Like, we don't say it's, oh, Makar versus, Jamie Benn or whatever, you know? So that we always go back to the goalies and we always complain about the inconsistency, but what we ask for is to be better than the guy across from you, and he was.
Yep.
And Tiff's right. Ottinger was well-rested. He didn't play last night in the loss in overtime to Patty Juan, the Islanders. It was Wedgwood. And this guy was, I would say, subpar tonight. You know, I'm a big fan of Jake Ottinger, and he was subpar. And Georgiev was an A goaltender. You know, he beat the guy across from him, and That's why he's on the board here for the Stars of tonight's game.
Well deserved.
Thought he was great.
Yep. Do this a handful more times over the next couple weeks.
Yeah, we've been so tough on Georgiev. I agree. I think justifiably that when he puts up a game like this.
You got to give him his due.
Give him one. Yeah. I mean, he gave one.
Yeah, puts up a game like this against that quality of opponent. Sega Baba, whatever, but no excuses. In the last week, he has gone head-to-head against Thatcher Demko and Jake Oettinger, and he's given up one goal in each of those games.
There you go.
What? You could not like the Toronto game. Fair enough. But one goal against, you've got three of those games against playoff opponents there in the last week that we can point to and say, hey, what's up? One goal. He loses the one with some caveats there of the team that played in front of him.
Yeah, not great.
Really needs to learn how to kill a friggin' penalty. But, like, one goal against, and both of those teams were on Sega Babas. I completely understand. But you had compromised teams, and you took advantage of that. That's exactly what you're supposed to do.
Sega Babas aren't nothing. They do matter. But it's not like a Jason Robertson comes in tonight and has forgotten how to shoot a puck because he played yesterday.
Yeah. Like,
come on.
Man. If he does, that's bad.
You got bigger problems
at that point. We need some Sega Babas in the playoffs, baby.
Can you imagine that?
Oof. No.
You guys play an exhibition game. We'll meet you tomorrow.
That would be
what?
Rough. Please don't do that. Don't give the NHL any ideas, okay?
Seriously. What do you mean we can schedule games on Friday and Saturday?
What?
Ooh.
Number two. Papa Cogs.
No. Daddy Cogs.
Daddy Cogs tonight? All right.
Tonight, it was Daddy Cogs. He went from team dad to just daddy. The pass he makes across the ice to Kiviranta, it's fantastic.
Yep.
It's a good play, but it's a great pass. And then it's a great finish. Chris Wagner gets... I almost called him Ryan. I almost did what you did the other day.
It's hard, man. I'm telling you.
Chris Wagner, it's a pretty basic play. He gets it up to him, and then Cogs just goes in and beats Oettinger clean.
Yep.
You could definitely make an argument that Oettinger wasn't very good tonight.
Yep.
Or that Cogs was his daddy.
And Cogs definitely became Oettinger's daddy for a night.
No, you're right. I mean, and again, we just talked about that a few minutes back. Like, this is your fourth line. They produced two goals and two, not goals like off your pants or off your kneecap or, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Sure.
Which those are fine too, because I always say you got to get greased up, got to get greasy, but these were freaking nice plays. And that's a nice shot by Cogs, you know, beating a good goalie. I mean, this is an all-star Oettinger, so they're big plays in the game. I love the fact that you guys put him at number two there, well-deserved and awesome, and it's a boost too. You know what I mean? Like, because they haven't produced the greatest, you know, in this last month or so. You know what I mean? So it's kind of nice to see guys like that get rewarded.
And the second time that Cogs has done this, right? He had a great goal the other night as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Showing he might still have a little bit left in the tank for an old guy on the fourth line.
We talked in the pregame about Kiviranta playing for a job.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the other guy that's starting to feel the heat because Kiviranta he knows.
It's
but with Cogs, he
knows.
Yeah, of course. I mean, come on. Cogs is the one that might be sweating it a little bit where he's like, oh, Zach Parise has been pretty good.
Got to be a 13th forward right here. If I don't figure this out.
I want to be a 13th forward.
Or put a tie on and go and be a coach behind the bench.
You think Cogs a future coach?
I don't know him well enough.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, so I, there's guys you know you play with. You're like, this guy's going to be a coach. You know, like, and there's, I mean,
you can just tell.
I just don't know him. I mean, I don't know him.
I mean, certainly has the ability to rally the troops based on the cup run, put it that way.
Absolutely. Hey, you play that many games, you got to do something right. Your preparation is impeccable. So
true enough. And number one, the best player in the world right now. Nathan MacKinnon, another multi-point night, 29 straight home games with a point, it literally unstoppable when he decides he wants to be.
Remember when they started showing that graphic of his home point streak when he was at like 18 games?
Yeah.
And we were looking at Gretzky at 40, and we were like, good God, what is that?
Not that far off, is he?
He's right there. At 29 now. A lot of home games left. He's got 11 to go to catch Gretzky, but it's that we're even here.
Yep.
Is pretty incredible. He's going to get out of February and into March having scored in every home game.
That's pretty sick.
Outrageous. Outrageous. Yeah, there you go. There's your positive buh.
Buh.
It
buh.
It's one of those things where, like, as a kid, I would compare it to, like, the Joe DiMaggio hit streak in baseball, where obviously getting to that number would be absurd. But yeah. The fact that he's three-fourths of the way there is outrageous.
Anytime a guy got to 30,
everyone was like,
ESPN would live cut in on whatever programming it was on every at-bat to he's be up. Like,
go, 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 go.
How he going to do?
How we gonna do?
And then he's 0-for-3 and he gets walked in the eighth inning and everybody is like, that guy's getting hit next game.
Getting hit like the Sharks are getting hit right now, 7-1. Yeah,
it was 4-1 last time I looked up there. Now it's 7-1. Poor whichever goalie is getting that? Let's lit look. Up.
Whoever's turn it is.
At this point, probably both.
Yeah, then one of them probably got pulled.
Pulled them out.
Yeah. Does this lower Kakinen's trade value?
No.
Yeah.
Drop that it price. Looks like Kakinen gave up 7 on 23. So it's 696 tonight.
Nice. So 69?
Hell yeah. Can the Avs have him for free?
Kakinen got a sense of humor at least.
He knows. It's weird.
He's doing the math.
Blackwood's got 16 saves on 16 shots.
Whenever he got hurt.
So Blackwood got hurt, and then he came in. Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Absolutely shit.
Because, I mean, right now it's 7, so there's no way he went upside down, right? You know, so. Jesus.
Yikers.
Yikes.
Well, on that note, let's do our winner shots.
Yeah, natural segue. Kepo Kakinen getting rocked. Let's celebrate an Avs win.
Thank you for getting us to over 100 likes, chat. We appreciate you. We all need some more vitamin W in our lives, so go get a prescription from Dr. Dubs. Cheers.
And the Penguins beat the Canucks in OT.
Nobody out west can lose in regulation, man.
Hey, Dallas only loses in regulation to the Avs, apparently. That's what the take is.
Demko was 40 shots.
Must be nice. You look through the rest of this game. Again, the Avs turned it up. McKinnon scored an outrageous goal coming out of the corner on Ottinger, which, here's the thing. Did Ottinger not play very well tonight? Totally. You can absolutely say he wasn't any good. That sounds like not the Avs' problem. All right? That's Dallas's problem. The Avs played well and took advantage of it. That's all.
Yeah, how many times have we looked at it the other way where it's just like if they could just get
a save.
If they could just get some goaltending, they'd be in this thing.
Yep.
Well.
This is what it looks like on the other side.
Yep.
Well, there's games you can tell. Like, again, from not to take away Kiviranta's goal, but you could tell he wasn't sharp, Ottinger. Like, he wasn't.
That's the goal that
feel right.
It went in, and we all went, ooh.
That's not great.
It's a great pass by Cogs. It's a nice play by the fourth line.
Just still Kiviranta from distance.
And, like, it's not. If Kiviranta puts that thing high up over the glove and it's, smacks the back of the net cleanly, and everybody's like, what a finish. You know, great pass, great play, great finish. What can Ottinger do? Not how it went, though. He is. All the Avs finished players scored tonight.
They did.
But that's not how that goal went. So it's like, it didn't look great, and it kind of left you with a, let's see how this goes. And then, the McKinnon goal with that backhand was also kind of like,
Nice play by Mac, but he's in the back of his net. Stick is not out. I'm like,
yeah.
As the play develops, you see it happen, too. McKinnon is coming towards the net, and he sees Ottinger backing off, and he says, oh, I have a lane to go right across you now. Thank you.
It's the only place he can go. That's what I'm saying. His stick doesn't even come out. Yep. It's just kind
of... It's one of those things that you see a goaltender who lacks confidence do when he gets deep into his net on a play like that. Because when we see goaltenders that are vibing, stop plays like that.
Way out
on that angle. They're out on the edge, yeah, and they're active with the stick and trying to disrupt it because they're reading it and they're seeing what's about to happen, yep, and they're stopping it before it becomes a real problem. Well, Ottinger sat way back and just
got eight notes. There's a lot of guys on both teams tonight that they probably didn't feel at their best, but we didn't notice, you know what I mean? Yeah. But when you're the goalie and your skates are on the line, I mean, on the goal line, yeah, you notice because you're just that position. You're the last guy.
Yep.
So you could tell he wasn't comfortable, and, you know, he obviously didn't play well enough for them to beat a good Avs team. So
it was a tall task for him tonight. They needed, because of the situation, yeah, with the state, like, they needed him.
They needed him to goalie.
He buckled.
They, yeah, needed it. Yeah, I mean, he folded like the French immediately, dude. 29 minutes and the game was over.
Parisian French?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, no, not
the
Canadian
ones that kept quitting in the middle of their revolutions.
Not French.
Yeah,
not Canadian.
Awkward silence.
I don't know what the Canadian French are known for. I was trying to think, but I can.
Maple syrup.
Poutine.
That's all of Canada. Poutine, yeah, okay. Poutine's, that's the call.
No, we're big. Quebec is huge. We're the best.
Poutine, yeah.
No. Freaking maple syrup.
That's all of Canada to Americans, though. It's not.
Smoked meat.
Smoked meat, poutine, and maple syrup.
All right, I guess I have to go to Montreal.
Food's great.
I will take your word for it. I'm sure I'll visit someday, but it won't be today, so unfortunate.
You're not going to go and catch a red eye to Montreal, yeah, immediately real quick after this?
Damn, fly right back.
I'm so surprised.
Where I am going to go after tonight, though, is Circle K to get my snack on. Easy money. You mentioned the smoked meats. I might have to go get some beef jerky. Circle K after this one.
Oh, I meant to remind me, I have a present for you.
Okay.
I'll ask. From Enrique?
No.
Don't want it.
My present to you is the Inner Circle Rewards. 25 cents off your first 5 fill-ups when you first sign up. You also get a bunch of great deals on snacks, including 5 free Polar Pops if you want to go in and get them. I don't know. Something about cold snacks is kind of cool on cold days. We used to always go to Dairy Queen when I was a kid on days that it was below zero. I don't know. Don't ask why. It was cool. Go get part of the Inner Circle by using that QR code on screen or go to CircleK.com/innercircle to get signed up today and get yourself some fantastic deals. Also, throw some money down over at Circa Sportsbook. You can sign up at CircaSportsbook.com or just CircaSports.com today. You can get your money in. I hit my bet on the Avs to win the most periods, so at least there's that one. And I also am taking full credit for jinxing Joe Pavelski and Matt Duchene into not getting any points. So you're welcome.
Emotional hedge.
Sometimes you gotta emotional hedge for your own sanity. But you can get your bets in with Circa Sportsbook today. And, of course, if you're ever going down to Vegas, make sure you book your stay with Circa Sports. Fantastic place to stay, whether it be the stadium swim or going to their super ultra fancy club, the Legacy Club, that is way too nice for me because I'm a street bum, but we got to go up there anyway. It's so nice up there. It's outrageous.
You got to go up there when it was closed.
Yeah.
They were like, place. Absolutely not, with you two especially. No.
If we were open, it would be a hard no.
Yeah.
The gold plate, right? The gold.
Yeah, gold
bricks.
They literally have like $1 million of gold bricks just hanging out up there. It's crazy. You got to go check it out. Book your stay there. And, of course, when you do bet with Circa Sportsbook, you must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Of course, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER today or visit coloradoproblemgambling.org. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Eric, when you give a team a game like this, Colorado's been on a tough stretch. They do have a couple of wins in there, but even the wins, it felt like, have been closer than you would like. How much of a confidence boost is it for a team to come out of a game like this and say, hey, this is who we are. We are this good of a hockey team. This is who we have to be for the rest of the season. Is that the message? What is the message?
It is. I mean, for sure, that's what they talked about at practice yesterday. For sure, that's what the message was this morning. And we talked about it on our pregame show. Like, it's playoff type game that you have to look at it. You know what I mean? You have to look at it that way. You have to look at it as a very possible first round opponent. You have to look at it let's send a message. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, we've beaten you twice on your turf. We're the best home team in the league. You're not going to beat it. I don't give a shit that you played last night or you didn't play last night. We're going to set the tone. And that's what they did. You know what I mean? Like, maybe not by playing their best hockey early, but by being opportunistic, by getting some fourth line production, by getting a save here and there, by scoring on the power play. So they got themselves above water and never looked back. You know what I mean? And then, you know, we talked about it as a 5-1 game, and who gives a crap after that? But I think the message was, it's a big 4-point night, which it was. We want to show that we want home ice. I don't care what they say. They can tell you that they don't want, you know, it's not important. As long as we're playing well, no, they want home ice. They're one of the best teams, if not the best team in the National Hockey League this year at home. So the best, right? Winning percentage. So it's very important. It was, and again, they're getting back on the road again. I know it's just for two games, but it's still 4 days. And so I think it was very important that they get that one tonight, which they did. It was a business game. I do believe they showed up with a business-like attitude, and I do believe the message was push those guys aside. You know what I mean? Like, they're beat up a little bit in the sense that they're coming in late on a Sega Baba. We don't give a shit, but we're going to go give it to them, and they did.
Two teams that have been struggling quite a bit as yep. well, opening up the door for Winnipeg to really take a stranglehold of the division.
Yep.
Winnipeg kind of has...
They still have to convert their games.
Exactly. They've got so many games in hand, though, that you're like, they would have to lose all of them for you to think that this is a real neck and neck race.
Yeah.
But the Avs' next 5 games, very winnable. They need to go on a streak. This needs to be the launch point of them winning 5, 6, maybe even 7 in a row, something like that. No dropping games. This has to be the game that we look back and say, all right, this is where the Avs grew up. This is where they decided to start taking it seriously.
I agree.
What's annoying is we've already had this conversation twice this year.
We have. Maybe a big win is a better turning point than a tough loss, though.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew that they were going to start winning games again. They weren't going to continue 3 out of 10 or whatever.
They're not L.A.
Oh. Sideswipe.
Got to get them where you can, all right?
Eric, you got to text that to Blakey.
No. I was looking at the post-game face-off percentage. But, yes, I will tell Blakey that.
That?
It's my man.
Yeah, neener, Blakey. this has to be the start, though. You know that the deadline is coming up in, what is today? Tuesday?
26th?
Today's Tuesday. 27th. So, yeah. You have the deadline in now just under a week and a half. You know they're going to do something. There's a 0% chance. If the Avs stand pat and do absolutely nothing, you will watch me melt down on this podcast.
Yep.
I will melt down. And then it'll be really fun the next time that we interview Chris McFarland when he's like,
"You're pretty upset, huh?
Tough look there, pal." I will melt down. I just don't believe it's possible that he's going to look at his MVP candidate and say, yeah, we're not going to give him any help.
You got to go for it.
Right? Exactly.
Wear that hat.
Yeah, he is going to. We will make him wear this hat. Yeah, that sounds great. Start bullying our guests. Yeah, that sounds.
They'll definitely want to come back after that.
Wonderful idea. But this has to be the start of it, because this is the last like soft spot in their schedule.
Yep.
Because their season ends with a really tough string of games. You know, Vegas, Winnipeg, Edmonton. Like, I think there's another Vancouver somewhere in there. It gets tougher.
It does.
So, that you know.
You got to earn it now.
Chicago and Nashville. Chicago twice. Nashville, Detroit at home. Take care of business, guys.
Yep.
You have to take care of business, guys. And they take care of business. They put pressure on Winnipeg, a team that is not familiar in this position. The Avs, very comfortable standings-wise. Like,
oh, yeah.
We're in the mix. We did this last year. We understand what we're doing here. We understand what it is to chase down a division title. This group has done it. This Winnipeg group, not really been in that position. Not very many guys that are holdovers from their last division title push team.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is... They need to, you know.
You got to show your mettle a little bit.
This has to be it. You have to take the jump right now. It has to be now. There's no more waiting. There's no more, oh, there's time. Oh, there's.
Yeah, you're right.
They've used it up.
Yep.
They've used it up. If they'd gone even 500 in this last stretch, they would be the team to beat. They didn't. They fell apart. Now they have to rebuild it. They have to come back. Tonight was a great start to that, but it has to be a jumping off point for them.
You're at the end of the runway. It's time to rotate. It's a pilot joke. One person is giggling to themselves right now, I promise.
Got him. That one person is the guy that you live for.
Yep, the one guy. He's my favorite. Anyway, thanks, Tiff.
Damn. Cold blood. That's so cold.
Please don't put a laugh track on my life. I don't want it. I don't need it. Let's get to our super chats. Vaguely sober with the super sticker.
A hot dog with ketchup.
That's such a bland description. Is it really just a hot dog with ketchup on it? Thank you very much. $5 from Walrus Guy. Here's some money for the Schmeet laugh. You're welcome, I guess.
Somewhere Drake is also laughing.
Yep, definitely having a giggle. $5 from the Schick, who said, just want to send my love to you guys. Your coverage, it makes following this team even more fun. Thank you. Appreciate it a ton, Schick. That means a lot.
All love.
Then he gives us another $5 to say, also, we needed a That's Not What I'm Saying shirt for the Eric stands out there.
Say that again?
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Am I saying I condone violence? That's not what I'm saying. I don't condone violence.
I don't condone violence.
But run the goalie.
Every time he leaves the crease, smoke him. Yeah. And then, you guys watch the watch-alongs. You know, yeah. Every time a goalie leaves his crease, Eric's like, get him. Just sees red. That bottom six NHL player comes right out, and he's like, get him. My coach is going to love this.
Fair game.
$5 from Melanie, who says, fun game. Thanks for the content. Always amazing. Thank you very much, Melanie. I think that's a great way to end it. It was a fun game. Winning is fun. This was enjoyable.
Winning cures all.
It does. It absolutely does.
BioSteel tastes better.
I don't know. I don't know if anything can make BioSteel taste better, but winning is a great cure all. I will say that. At the very least. So.
It's true. Winning rules, dude.
Winning rules. I think you guys kind of laid it out, but it really is. Have to go 4 or 5 in a row here.
Yeah.
As far as wins are concerned.
You look at the schedule, and it's just like, there's no excuses. I don't want to hear it. None of this matters.
Yep.
You played Anonin the other day so that you could roll Georgiev for several of these games.
Crank out some wins.
Exactly. Crank out an Anonin start against Chicago next week at home.
Thank you for the $2 for the funeral for my joke. That's all right. Some jokes have to die so the better ones can fly. It's fine. I accept it. Just so you guys know, Thursday, the day coming up 2 days from now, we are having Avalanche Alumni Night with guys like John Mitchell and Kyle Quincy. We'll be coming out to the bar. Come hang out. Come watch the game with us. Come have a good time. We're doing a silent auction as well.
I think, is Goo going to be here?
Yes, sir.
There you go. Michelle
Goulet. Hall of Famer,
Michelle Goulet will also be here.
So, going to be a fun night here at the bar. Come on down for Thursday. And we are officially sold out for our takeover on March 8th. So,
you snoozed and you lose.
You missed your chance if you didn't get your tickets. But thank you to everyone who was coming with us for that. It should be a blast of a game against Minnesota on March 8th. Where if I'm ultra tired that night, I apologize, but it's going to be a long day for me. So,
yeah, that's a very long day. that day starts at 8:30 for us.
Yeah, real early.
And goes way late. I don't want to think about it anymore.
Going to be a long one, but at
least
beat
Minnesota.
We get to spend it with the DNVR fam, so it'll be worth. Beyond our own events, of course, we are also brought to you all by the American Raptors. So if you're not hanging out with us for the day, go down to Infinity Park in Glendale and have a great time at that stadium. It's a fantastic building. If you've never been, you got to go check it out.
The American Raptors kick off a homestand in just about 3 weeks here, March 17th. They kick off six games that they're playing down there. You can also follow our DNVR rugby guy, Colton Strickler. He can teach you all about the game and give you all sorts of amazing insider access when it comes to rugby. Infinity Park, a great place to go hang out for the day with your kids or do whatever you want. For Raptors game, tickets are just $10. Go get in on it for a great price at AmericanRaptors.com, where you can also stream all of their games. All right. I guess that's it. Oh, Tiff has a thing that she's doing. Oh, right. There is one other thing I need to talk about, too. And it's not that. What you can do. 30% off our whole DNVR locker, dnvrlocker.com. Go get yourself a shirt. It's a great time to get one for the price. It applies automatically at checkout, so you don't even have to do anything. Just go pick a shirt and get 30% off. Have a great time.
I remember when we started selling merch.
Yep.
So when I was going through the website to just check out if there was anything that I was really missing, there's some stuff. And I was so blown away how much stuff there is now.
It's a lot of merch.
Yeah.
Highly recommend the hoodies in particular. They're good stuff.
They are very comfortable.
The other thing, this coming Monday, the Roster Rizzler will be in the building. We will be roasting rosters for your trade deadline options. You can go make your trade deadline moves, whatever it might be, over on capfriendly.com. When you post your roster, put DNVR in the title. So we will check it. We'll read it. We'll see who has the best ones or the worst ones, possibly. We'll make our choices, and we will roast a bunch of them on the show Monday.
Yeah, we've always talked our way through some and been kind of nice about it. Not this year.
The roasting is happening evil. For real. That's this year.
Right. You guys are going to get lit up if these early submissions are any indication of exactly what's about to happen. The Rizzler is going to be busy.
I can't wait. I'm so ready. Except for mine. You're not allowed to roast mine.
I always roast yours. Yeah, yours always sucks.
Yours is actually the one I think you usually roast the most, to be honest.
That's because I can get away with it.
Yeah, you're not
a total stranger in the dark that I'm like, oh, I don't want to hurt their feelings.
Not and wrong.
I want to be polite about it. Not this year. There will be no politeness.
Yes.
The Rizzler will be in the building. Prepare yourselves.
He's going to make another 12-person trade.
Just know you did this to yourselves.
We are going to wrap up for today. So thank you, everyone, for listening, watching, however you consume the podcast, whether it be here on YouTube or on Spotify. Give us a like and a subscribe. We appreciate that a ton. Also, get ready. Like here on YouTube, because lots of trade deadline videos coming very, very soon, starting hopefully tomorrow. We should be dropping some trade deadline target videos for the Avs to give
but
you guys.
Not Joel Edmondson.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.
We all silly like the mayor.